This call is being recorded.
Welcome, everyone. And I invite everyone to take a couple of deep breaths and get settled. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect infinite moment. I hope you have settled yourself into a comfortable seated position or lying down position in your beautiful sacred space filled with love and light. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment forward. Now visualize Master Saint Germain and his violet fire angels in violet fire in your pillar of light. Feel the love, power, and purity all around you and breathe it in deliciously. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen, from the beginning of time till now. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame outside your pillar of light for added protection. Now we call upon Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. And he offers it to us. And see how it fits in your hand. This brilliant blue powerful sword of truth. Now bring it to your heart chakra. And sense your intention. Raise it up and swing it around your head. And then down around your entire body. And twice under your feet. Now feel how you have cleared yourself by cutting yourself free, free, free. This includes any and all discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. And we lovingly release them into the golden white light of Source. See how the violet flame consumes, and transmutes. All these energies you have released. Now feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the great central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invincible, invisible, invulnerable, and untouchable to all negative vibrations. And keeps me free now and forevermore in this eternal instant of now, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done. This is complete. It is now manifested in God's most holy name, I Am. And so it is, so be it, and so mote it be.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus on your breathing. You take several deep breaths, breathing in the light, exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. You just focus on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. You take a deep breath in now, breathing in the light, holding it, And exhaling out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of all of the chakras. There are actually 12 chakras, but for now 9 have become activated, starting from the earth star chakra just below your feet and all the way on up to your soul star chakra just above your head. All of the chakras in between. Know that they are wheels of energy or wheels of force. And each of those chakras holds memories, and programming resides within these chakras and within the memories. So now as you focus on each chakra, starting from the earth star chakra below your feet, and you focus on the colors of each chakra. Make sure to intensify the colors. Make them brighter, more brilliant. And as you do so, you are not only activating that chakra, but you are also adding to the vibration within your chakras. And raising the vibration within each of the chakras raises the vibration of your entire etheric body, which also raises the vibration within your astral body and also within your physical body as well. So focus now on, as you focus on each color, focus on raising the vibration within each of those chakra centers. So starting with the earth star chakra, deep earth brown. Next chakra, red, at the base of the spine. Next, orange. Moving on up to the solar plexus area, yellow. Bright, brilliant yellow. The heart chakra center, deep blue green. High heart center, just above, magenta. Chakra at the throat area, sky blue. A beautiful, bright blue sky, brilliant. Third eye center, purple or indigo. Night sky, crown chakra, gold or violet or silver, and the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now taking all of those colors of all of the chakras and bringing them together in intensity, raising the intensity of each of the colors, forms the brilliant, pure white light, a white light of the soul star chakra. To see now all of the chakras in their perfect alignment with their respective colors, and the brilliance of those colors, and a vibration increasing within each of those chakra centers, raising the full vibration of your etheric body into a brilliant white, brilliant in the soul star chakra. And the soul star chakra now shining out, brilliant, encompassing the entire physical body, astral and etheric body. And white light shooting out in all directions from your body now. And growing and expanding. At the same time, know that the violet light that is within each of you as well, that has been activated in all of the lightworking community across the planet and others as well that are ready for this. The violet light expanding and growing as well. So you have the violet light and you have the soul star chakra light, the brilliant white light, both expanding now. See it expanding across the planet from city to city, to state, province to province, country to country, across the oceans. And now also allow yourself to exit out through your third eye center, just as you always do. And let your astral and etheric body exit out into the astral realm and find yourself high above the earth now. High above the earth, looking down and seeing this expansion of light now, the expansion of the white light, the expansion of the violet flame, both expanding out across the planet. And from your vantage point above, just as the vantage point from all of the ships out here, can see this expansion of light and the engulfing of entire planet Earth and Gaia herself being engulfed by the violet flame and this brilliant, pure white light. The white light of higher consciousness, the white light of the great central source of the universe, which is within each and every one of you. See this light now expanding across the entire planet, engulfing the planet, and then shooting out from the planet itself, just as it shot out from your planetary body, your physical form, your astral and etheric. See it now shooting out from the Earth, from Gaia, out into the solar system, out into the galaxy. At the same time now, be aware of the great light that has been coming down from the great central source of the universe. All the way down through all of the great central suns of all of the galaxies. The central sun of this galaxy. Brilliant, pure, white light. Joining together with the white light now that you have expanded out. Just with your imagination, with your imaging in capability, your visualization, and your intention. Everything glowing, pure, brilliant white. White light from the source within each and every one of you, connecting with all of the source across the planet, as well as the light coming from the great central sun. This universe, all connecting together, forming the great flash of light. Know that it is a combination of galactic events and events within each and every one of you as a collective consciousness here on this planet that brings this event together. Makes it all happen. That is why it must be the consciousness, the collective consciousness of this planet, expanding and growing more and more, that will bring on the great event. There's a combination that is needed here. So once this event happens, or is happening in this moment as you are visualizing this, as you are in the creation process here, know that everything changes as a result of this in one great flash of light. If for those that are ready for this, it will be a glorious event. For those that are not ready for it, maybe not so much. But allow the process to play out, both here within your visualization and in your everyday lives as well. Now, as a result of this great changeover, just imagine for a moment, what will change? What will be a result of this great changeover? How will things change? They will change based on how you are wanting them to change. You, again, as the collective you of the consciousness that has risen enough to bring this all about. Know that in order for this to happen, consciousness across the planet does need to increase first, thereby making sure that there is only the expression of five-dimensional consciousness and no longer that of the third-dimensional consciousness. The third-dimensional consciousness, the matrix, if you will have dissolved. See now only things as they would be within a fifth dimensional expression. For those of you that are unsure what that expression would be like, search within yourself now. Find back when you were in that fifth dimensional expression, whether it is moments here in this life or that which you had come from before coming here to this planet, before you volunteered here, and how you were in those higher consciousness expressions, what it was like, and then bring it forth here into this planet. Make it all as it needs to be, as you want it to be, as you intend it to be. For you are the way, the truth, and the life. Each and every one of you bringing this forward. So again, see life all around you as it would be now in that fifth dimensional and higher expression. See all of the plant life come alive, much more than you have ever known here in this planetary evolution. Perhaps back to the times of Atlantis and Lemuria. Plant life. Flowers, the trees, brilliant, bright colors blooming everywhere in the fields, in the valleys. The waters themselves all over the planet, feeling the consciousness within the water, expressing it. The people, of course, and the animals, all coming to life. Life as they have never known it here in this evolution. Now allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form. Come back in, merge your astral and etheric body back into your physical form. Bring that sensation, that feeling, that higher consciousness back in with you. That when you go about your day, and days to come, that you would feel this expression, feel this higher consciousness within you. On a moment-to-moment basis. Let yourselves now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I come at this time to be with you, to continue to express with you, to continue to bring this entire program forward. And indeed, this is a program. Program that we, those of us, the Ascended Ones, those of the Galactics, all that have been working with this group and with all of you that are raising your consciousness across the planet, sometimes unconsciously, but more and more now consciously. It is all happening as it needs to, all happening in what we call God's time, divine timing. And know that everything is indeed in divine timing here. Maybe not your timing, but it is divine. And it is part of the great plan that has been in the works for a long, long time. And it is coming closer and closer now to fruition, at least this part of the plan. This part of the plan that has the light overtaking the darkness here on this planet, just as it has done many other times and many other situations, many other planets, systems, galaxies. This has been done many times, but not as it is being done here in this planet. With your evolutionary process here, together as a collective consciousness, you are all bringing this forward, as you have other times before. This time is special. This time, you are indeed taking your physical form through this ascension, which has never been done before. With an entire planet ascending along with the people that are occupying the planet. So know that this is special moments that you are in now, even though it does not appear to be at times or feel like it at times, even though the expressions of the third dimensional illusion overtake you from here and different times. Just let it be. Let it be what it is in the moment. And you will continue to find that you are rising higher and higher in expression. You are rising higher and higher in consciousness, in vibration. Again, even if it is not consciously, unconsciously, the energies that are coming into the planet are raising your consciousness, raising your vibration, bringing your DNA processes higher and higher again, just as they once were. Everything is working toward the raising of consciousness across the planet. You are right now in the midst of this great changeover that is happening. All a transition, and a transition indeed you are going through at this point. And everything is leading to the higher expression of consciousness within each and every one of you. Even the aches and pains that you have will begin to fall away more and more. especially as you ask for it, as you ask for assistance, it will be there because your belief system is changing as well. And as you believe, so shall ye see. That is the promise. More and more. Consciousness rising, vibration rising, and so is your belief process in the ensuing development. So again, allow everything to play out. Play out as a show or as a movie, as you call it. And know that this movie is moving ahead very rapidly, rapidly toward its conclusion. Will it be today? Maybe. Will it be tomorrow? Possibly. Will it be next week? Who knows? Only the great central source of this universe, the God source, prime creator, knows when this shall be. But in the process that you are all in, continue to raise your vibration consciously at every moment that it comes to you, every moment that you think of it. Think raising consciousness. Being of gratitude will raise your consciousness. Seeing the beauty all around you will raise your consciousness. Vibrating your chakras will raise your consciousness. Being in the moment, being in joy in the moment, will raise your consciousness. No matter what it is that you are doing, if you are finding joy in that moment, as long as it is not hurting anyone else, then you are raising your consciousness. Be in joy in every moment. That is the mantra you need to continue to go forward with now. Be in joy in every moment. You will find, before not too long, if more and more of you are doing exactly that, will indeed bring on the great changeover, the solar flash, the event, and ascension. Just as it is assured at this point, will come more and more to a conclusion. I am Saint Germain. I leave you now in peace and love. And that you would continue to raise your vibrations in every opportunity that you have. For that is what this entire changeover, this entire transition is all about now. Raising consciousness in vibration. Peace and love to all of you.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue with this program. And indeed, it is a program. It is a program of change. Change over, change within each and every one of you, change to the world. Everything is coming together as it needs to. And all you need to do is continue to be who you are. And more remember who you are. Remember that the God source is indeed within each and every one of you. And that God source, powerful beyond measure within you. And your Kundalini energy is continuing to activate, we will say, more and more. As you raise your vibration, so too does your Kundalini energy begin to activate more and more. And you will find in the not too far off future here that your Kundalini energy will begin to rise even at an unconscious level. You can consciously work with it, but that can be quite dangerous. But when it raises of its own, then you are ready. That is all we can say on this at this time. Would there be questions for one who serves in Shoshana? You can unmute your phone. Yes?
I wanted to ask, can you hear me?
Not very well.
Didn't think so. Driving right now. If you can't hear me good enough, I'll ask it next week.
It is quite difficult.
Yeah.
There is much interference.
Okay. I'll just ask next week.
Very good.
Thank you.
Please, those of you need to, if you are not asking questions, please mute your phones. Would there be question here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. I was doing an Octarian meditation, and I actually felt like the soul was coming in or light coming in, and then I felt a pain in my back, like really intense pain. And I almost felt, like I said in my inside, like it's, I'm not ready yet, or I don't have enough room, or whatever. Can you explain that to me, what that was?
Yes, certainly. That is what we were just speaking of with the Kundalini energy and working to raise it at a consciousness level, which can be quite dangerous, or at least can be painful at times, depending on where you are in the process here. So it is best that you be careful with this. This is what we have called reaching heaven by force here. And you do not want to do that. Not at this point, anyway. But it can be helpful to work with these types of meditations, but just to be a little bit easier with it, if you understand what we are saying here. Do you understand this?
I do. The only thing additionally I wanted to say was, it felt like the energy was coming in from the soul star and not up from the bottom. Does that make a difference?
Coming in from the what here?
From the soul star.
Your soul star chakra, yes.
Yes.
And that is because you are working with higher frequencies from those of the Arcturians that are bringing this to you. And it is coming down from above, but then also being raised from below. So it is as the has been said before, that whenever you work with the Kundalini energy, there must be an ideal to reach for. And that ideal was coming in this respect from the higher forces of those Arcturians working with you in this. Again, it is something to continue, but just to be a little bit careful with it, okay? Shoshana, do you have any?
We can share on this. If we may share, dear sister.
Yes, please do.
Dear sister, when there is pain in the body, there is a resistance, and the resistance is caused by unmatching vibrations. So we will say that in order to have a meditation that you are speaking of, you must prepare. You must prepare for this. And maybe even have an hour of prayer or an hour of relaxation or sitting outside with no thoughts before you attempt a vibration that is so high. So to prepare the body for this and the mind and the emotions for what you will experience. So all we can really say is that the time that you were attempting this, your vibration was not a match. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other further questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
We know that we're entering into a major blood flower full moon and total lunar eclipse today. And many are talking about bringing in collective as well as major personal changes in the next couple of weeks. Could you delve into that a little bit for us, please?
What you are finding is there are those forces that are at work here in terms of galactic forces that are moving the energies forward much, much quicker here. And it is something, though, that can be expected by those of you that are ready for it, that you can work with these energies more and more. So in times such as this, it can be very beneficial for you to find yourself in meditation or just simply being in a good space, we will say here, as these energies rise because of these galactic influences that are occurring here. If you are wanting to experience the full ramifications of this, then be in that good space that we are speaking of over the next several days here, as we are finding it. And it will continue to assist you in finding those higher vibrations that are available at that point for each and every one of you. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, sister.
Dear one, the energy that is coming from these events can be used by those that know of the events. And they can be used for the greater advancement of the being. So as the energy comes in from this great time, from this great event, as the energy pervades the planet, two things will happen. Some will not notice because they are not ready. Those that feel the energy and are ready for it, can ask for a great change, can ask for a movement in consciousness, can ask for whatever they wish to ask for that would help them achieve that change through that energetic pulse that will happen. So you must prepare and be ready to ask what it is that you wish to find in your own being that will help to transform your consciousness, you see. So some will not even notice, and some will derive great benefit from this. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Namaste.
And we would add here that for those of you that are ready for this and consciously aware of this, you will likely feel some of the expression of these energies in various ways within your body. You may have speeding up of heart issues or feelings of various pain within legs and things of this nature, things associated with your central nervous system. And when this does happen, and it likely will for many of you, know that it is happening because of these great energies coming in. And it is not something that you need to be concerned about, that it is the beginning of an illness or a disease or anything of this nature where you need to immediately go to the emergency room or whatever it might be for you. Do everything you can to know that it is happening for a reason, and especially for each and every one of you that are ready for it. Okay, are there other questions here before we release channel?
Yes.
Yes, please.
We hear two okay. here that are wanting to come on.
Yes, this is Catherine. Now, this is in regard to experience that occurred to me last Sunday. And so this was when Sananda was giving on the dispensation. And so during the dispensation, he mentioned something about the cabal. And I was sitting here quietly. And then there was just like this cloud came over me, this dark cloud. And the sky was clear and sunny. And so and I'm calling because I want to understand what this dark cloud was about. Was it coming from me, or was it an outside entity or influence? So that's my question.
As we find it, it was coming from within you as to your understanding or feelings, rather, when you hear the word cabal in that moment that you were experiencing this. Because the cabal, with your understanding, is a dark level or a dark cloud of force here. And this is just simply your mind working to establish an understanding here for you. And an accompanying feeling that also was associated with this thought process. That is all, though. It was not something that we find is anything to be concerned about. It was just simply in that moment. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We will add a perspective here, if we may. May we add a perspective here?
Yes, please.
The expression that you describe is a result of fear. The answer that one who serves gave, pointing to this, so we will say that you must work on your fear and dispense of it, move past it. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Would there be any other further questions here?
Yes.
Yes.
This is Anna from Vancouver, and I'm really concerned about my health right now. It seems like 6 days ago, my pancreas inflamed, and I have vertigo, and I cannot eat for 6 days at all. I didn't have any food except water, and I constantly threw up, and I cannot walk, and all my energy going down, but at the same time, I don't want to go to hospital because I am not sure what they will do with me there. So would you please advise me? What should I do?
Did not quite understand what your symptoms were here. Could you please say that again?
It's pancreas, inflammation
pancreas?
Of pancreas, pancreas, yes, and also vertigo. This my head is spinning. I cannot keep a balance.
Hold, please. We still did not understand. Pancreas, are you saying?
Yes, pancreas.
Very good. So you are wondering either what is causing this, which we cannot give that directly here.
No.
But
should I go to hospital, or I can recover on my own?
Yes, that is what we are going to help answer here. It is what you feel within yourself. And as you are saying this, you are already saying to yourself not to go to a hospital, especially in these times as we find it, because you do not know directly what will occur when you go to this hospital. But also understand that if you were to go, you would have guidance here. Guidance to have the right one administer to you, rather than one that would bring about change that you do not want as a result of going there. So it is up to you, of course, as to what you would do here. As we find it,
what you are going through is something that is likely that you can move through on your own here. As you do some research into this, look into some other alternative methods here that can bring about some relief for you here, and be associated or look at the associated reason or what is occurring behind the scenes here in terms of resistance, as Shoshana had given earlier here, resistance and unmatched vibration here as we find it. Perhaps Shoshana, though, can be more specific here with this.
We will share here, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, you must seek medical advice here. You are at a point where your mind is weakened and your body is weakened. And as the one who serves has given, the right medical assistance will come to you, will come to your aid. But we are suggesting that you do seek medical attention at this time. Namaste.
Very good.
You mean I should take the ambulance and go to the hospital?
Yes.
Like right away now?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That is our suggestion. You have free will to choose your path, but we find that you will be assisted if you seek the right attention.
May I ask also why I don't feel connection to my team, like I'm completely alone, to my divine team who usually helps me?
We do not have an answer for this, dear one. We apologize. We do not.
Okay. And one more question. Will it take a long time for me to recover if I go to the hospital?
It will not. It will not, dear one. You must find a way to assist your physical body.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Namaste.
Very good. Then we need to release channel at this point. Shoshana, do you have
any
message? Very good. Then we just simply say continue on with the show here. Continue on to be aware of what's going on if that is helpful for you. And but know that everything that is happening, again, is in divine timing here. And it is all coming to a conclusion, perhaps even sooner than you might think here. That is all we say here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.